Today, in the studio with me, Cam Pendleton's own hip-hop upcoming artist, L-Dot. I am DJ Architect, and welcome to another chapter of The Architect. Upcoming hip-hop artist, L-Dot's in the studio with me tonight. L-Dot, what's going on, my brother?
What's good, fam? It's
all
good.
Right, all right, all right. Hey, L-Dot, let's start off by, let's tell the listeners where you originally came from and where you're currently at right now.
Well, I was born and raised in San Jose, California. That's where most of my influence come from. The crazy thing is, I actually was not allowed to listen to rap when I was growing up. It's kind of ironic because my mom, she only let me listen to R&B.
R&B? Why just R&B?
Well, she selective R&B because she, she screened for the most part all the music I listened to. She didn't like rap because of, cussing and...
Right. Okay. All right. So currently where you at right now?
Currently I'm on Camp Pendleton. I've been stationed back here for about 2 years now.
What made you start dabbling in music?
The first dabbles, I guess you could say, in music were after Criss Cross came out. Well, I always used to tell my step pops that I was better than Criss Cross. So I used to be like, I'm better than them. I can rap better than them. And he kind of like brushed it off, but I always wanted to prove that I was better than them. So that, inspired me to start doing music.
So pretty much you listening to Criss Cross got you dabbling in the music.
Yes, when okay. I was young, about 7 or 8 years old.
7 or 8 years old. Now, at that time, did you start, writing rhymes and did you start doing your thing? Or were you just strictly just listening to hip-hop and rap?
Well, I was young. I didn't have any resources. So what I did was I got instrumentals that I had found in the house, hip-hop instrumentals, and I would play them over my mom's big, her big speakers, her big stereo, and I had a little boombox, a little tape recorder, and how the tapes, they had the little indentation?
Right.
And you could fill them with, like, tape or paper, so I filled the tape with paper, that little slot, and then it would let me record.
Right.
So I pressed record as the instrumental was playing on my mom's big speakers. I have my little tape deck, and you remember how the tape deck would have that little circle, that
right.
little mic in?
Right.
So then I just recorded over the instrumental, and I would start making songs that way.
So pretty much, at what point did you say to yourself, you know what, I want to start, taking this music, seriously. I don't want to play with it. When did you focus and sit down and say, man, I'm going to go hard at it?
Around 2009, I created or built my own studio around 2007. And I used to live in base housing on Camp Pendleton. Everything I made was kind of peaked out. I thought I was a good artist at the time. For the most part, I wasn't that good yet. But once I moved to the Bay Area, I met this cat by the name of Fees. And Fees, I had all this equipment, didn't know how to use the equipment. Fees came into my studio and had made one of the best beats I ever heard. And at the time, I was thinking about buying new stuff. Then when he made that beat, he was like, we created the hook together, singing it over the beat he had just made. He sung the hook, bounced it. He took that audio, put it in his laptop, auto-tuned it, took that audio, put it back into Pro Tools, created the hook, and I was a part of creating, probably to this day, one of the best hooks that I've ever been a part of, and it just motivated me. It's like, man, if we could make something this hot, just the way creating, and it's kind of like having a baby every time you make a song, and it was just inspired me. So ever since then, I just been like, man, this is what I want to do. This is what I love doing. And that's just creating music. Then after I won my first hip hop contest, you know, being on stage, in a sense, is better than sex. I mean, it's long. Well, for some people, but it's longer than sex. You know what I'm saying? It's longer. Like the whole being on stage and the whole, you know, the whole evolution. When you're done performing, the crowd, all the people coming up to you, hey, it was dope. And
it's an adrenaline rush.
Crazy right. rush.
Okay, well, going back to, you know, pretty much in the chapter of The Architect, we're going to dig in deep. I'm not just going to ask you some regular average, you know, questions because, you know, I'm an artist myself. I'm a producer and a DJ, and, you know, I write as well. So we're going to dig deep into questions. So regarding the equipment that you were utilizing, at the time you said you felt that it wasn't up to par and you were getting ready to upgrade. At one time, I felt the same way. I remember there's a program called Magix, you know, when I first started producing. Pretty much I would go around on the internet and I would ask individuals, hey, man, what are you using? Now, this is before I ended up getting, Reason. And that's a program that I utilize to this day. So I ended up getting Magix. I know some individuals would utilize Fruity Loops. But at the end of the day, it's really not about the software, but about the individual, the engineer and producer behind it. And if he knows how to efficiently utilize it, he's going to be making a hit.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what pretty much I came to realize. And, if you can make things happen with small or lesser tools, imagine when you get the big joints. That's when you're coming out with some ridiculous, you know, bangers. But true. Anyways, on to the next question, my brother. So from what I know, you're a jack of all trades. I mean, you spit, you produce. At one point, you designed and you created your own promotion flyers. What made you become so self-sufficient?
Well, the more you get into music, the more you realize the things you need. So at first I used to want to rap and I wanted to freestyle. So I got okay at freestyling. Now I'm like, hey, I need a beat. So now you want to make a beat. So then I got FL Studios and then I was making beats on FL Studios. I was utilizing Reason. Then after you learn how to make beats, now you're like, I can make beats, I can rap. Now I need to learn how to record. So now I have Pro Tools. Now I'm learning how to record, learning how to mix, learning how to master. Then after I record a few songs, now I'm like, okay, now I need a means for people to hear my music. So now you need some type of, you want it to be a video. So then I bought a Canon, and now I'm shooting videos. Now I'm editing videos. Now I want people to have my business card. So now I design a business card.
There it is.
So it's a necessity. Every time I had a necessity, I learned how to do whatever it is I needed.
And at the same time, you doing that, of course, is saving you money.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lots of money.
Absolutely. Anyways, going on, we're going to go ahead and play this this joint real quick. What is it? Grind Out, correct?
Yes, it's called Grind Out. It's one of my songs featuring Pretty Boy P. He's also part of Got Bars ENT.
Everyone stand by. We're about to play Grind Out from LDOT. Check it out.
Boys, L-Dot. All I do is win. All I do is win. All I do is win. All I do is grind out. Follow me and find out what this grind about. Jordan in his prime, Tyson with no crime. And when you go to labor, I'm the needle in your spine. All I do is win, all I do is grind out. Follow me and find out what this grind about. Jordan in his prime, Tyson with no crime. And when you go to labor, I'm the needle in your spine. They say we in recession, money's what I'm stressing. No second guessing, get paid, my obsession. Gassing y'all propane, treadmill, no game. Broke your ankle, no sprain, hairline, Rogaine. Back against the ropes, I might throw a haymaker. Stiff or speed burst, I'm a playmaker.
Rappers ain't paid, need to read between the lines. Ain't rich yet, but I can hear the dollar sign. Music is my flower, I pollinate, devour. Bars zestfully clean in the shower for an hour. You snoring and I'm soaring, I'm Jordan and I'm scoring. Tupac to Omar Epps, I got the juice, now I'm pouring. All-star team coach should be undefeated. James D. Wade, L. Dot hustles what they needed. You might wanna zip up unless you wanna click up. Ghost your whole team, Pac-Man, then I hiccup. All I do is win, all I do is grind out. Follow me and find out what this grind about. Jordan in his prime, Tyson with no crime. And when you go to labor, I'm the needle in your spine. All I do is win, all I do is grind out. Follow me and find out what this grind about. Jordan in his prime, Tyson with no crime. And when you go to labor, I'm the needle in your spine.
I burn the mic when I spit. Yeah, nigga, I'm that hot. Your girl playing games, I'll put my wig in the Xbox. Vex see the rookie kid, yeah, and they hating. I'm controlling the game like Peyton on PlayStation. Ballin'. I'm representing from Florida. Florida. Your girl wanna have my daughter. Daughter. I explore like Dora, then I act like I don't know her. I'm in Eclipse, fresh out the dealership. Yeah, yeah, I'm a monkey when I got the hammer, banana clips. I be riding around in that fusion, sipping on pollution, lotion, listening to Bootsy. What's your girl scrapping my school with me and L Dot? We shit hot with Dragon, it's nonstop. Yeah, yeah, nigga, yeah, we on time. Yeah, now I'm coming, yeah, for your spot. Yeah. Pretty boy P, I'm that guy. G5, I'm that fly. Niggas know what I'm by. Every day I'm cashing out, yeah. I'm tossing paper like a paper route. All I do is win, nigga. No doubt.
All I do is win, all I do is grind out. Follow me and find out what this grind about. Jordan in his prime, Tyson with no crime. And when you go to labor, I'm the needle in your spine. All I do is win, all I do is grind out. Follow me and find out what this grind about. Jordan in his prime, Tyson with no crime. And when you go to labor, I'm the needle in your spine. All I do is grind out. Follow me and find out what this grind about. Jordan in his prime, Tyson with no crime. And when you go to labor, I'm the needle in your spine. All I do is win, all I do is grind out. Follow me and find out what this grind about. Jordan in his prime, Tyson with no crime. And when you go to labor, I'm the needle in your spine.
All right, once again, I'm DJ Architect. Welcome to the Chapter of the Architect. You just heard Grind Out from my homeboy L Dot. L Dot, let's go ahead, man. Tell me about Grind Out, man.
Grind Out is just a song talking about grinding. All I do is grind out. You follow me, you find out what this grind about. It's just a good song. Got good swag, good lyrics, good bars, good punchlines. It's a club song. Got a little bit of that street feel to it. And we perform it, you know, almost every show. Almost everyone likes that song. It's a good song.
Okay, now as far as Grind Out, is that currently on a mixtape? Or, you know, where can we find that right now?
You can find it on Half Man, Half Amazing Part 2.
Is that a mixtape?
That is a mixtape that I currently pump. You can also find it on SoundClick. It's on SoundClick. It's under Half Man, Half Amazing Part 2. And you can find it on YouTube coming up within the next 10 days. The official video is going to be dropping.
The video's made.
The video's already shot. Nice. Film. Okay. Video.
Okay.
My dude by the name of Ryan Hansen, he's editing the video currently as we speak.
In your opinion, what do you think is more challenging? Is it more difficult for you to write songs or to produce tracks?
100% is more difficult to produce tracks.
Why do you say that?
I have more practice writing songs. songs come to you, come to, you know, once you do it long enough, the music comes to you. When you hear the beat talks to you. You hear that beat, you might hear some violins, it might give you that pain, that sorrow. A beat talks to, I feel like the beat talks to me and kind of tells me what I need to rap about.
What's your writing process? You know, do you have to be inspired to start writing?
I believe, yes, I believe you do get inspired. You can be inspired by anything. So a lot of times, for me, I believe I write the best songs when I'm in the best state of mind. What I mean by that is I feel like $1 million, so I write like $1 million. I feel good, I write good. No matter what beat it is, I just feel like $1 million, so you just write different. You feel loose, you just feel in tune with the music. And I always tell people, you write the best when you feel the best. But you also write good when you have a good... Sometimes, you know, maybe you and your chick are fighting, and you feel like writing about how mad you are. You know, and you just jot down that emotion, that raw emotion. Like, the person that wrote "It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate," they really love this chick, but at the time, I hate your guts right now. Right. I hate your face.
Right.
But it is a thin line between love and hate, because you could love the piss out of somebody and feel like you literally hate this person, but you know, it's just emotion. That's the best way I can explain it.
Okay, I hear that. Hey, why don't you go ahead and then introduce the next song?
The next song is called "Don't Cry for Me," produced by me.
You're in the Chapter of the Architect with DJ Architect and LDOT.
When I die, don't cry for me. Got a hope, a tune that'll die for me. They'll ride for me, never hide from me. Get me home safe and they'll slide with me. When I die, don't cry for me. Got a hope, a tune that'll die for me. They'll ride for me, never hide from me. Get me home safe and they'll slide with me. I never say or act like I push drugs, but I know about a hole from a good slug. Every rapper say they spray the AK. Lame, lame, you deserve a mayday. I racking back, really on the war now. Prone position, illy on the floor now. Solitary confinement, my mind bent. There we go, never miss my assignment. Tat, tat, listen to the snare drum. Bombs away, listen to this air drum. Be yourself, don't say something that you are not. Exposed, I will have to unravel the knot. Fabricated stories, you rapping a lot. They believe it, don't matter if it happened or not. Fabricated stories, you rapping a lot. They believe it, don't matter if it happened or not. When I die, don't cry for me. Got a hope, a tune that'll die for me. They'll ride for me, never hide from me. Get me home safe and they'll slide with me. When I die, don't cry for me. Got a hope, a tune that'll die for me. They'll ride for me, never hide from me. Get me home safe and they'll slide with me. I'm up, you see me, then I'm down, exciting too. This is for those who bleed red, white, and blue. A different country, and that's another stage. A different conflict, we'll turn the other page. No sleep, sitting in a fighting hole. Ready for this rain, and let this lightning roll. Not on my watch, and that's off top. Picture of the fam, left breast won't drop. I speak the truth, so listen up, Lil G. Home of the free, but might cost a little fee. I'm playing on the playground and the bar dirty. Early morning out at zero dark 30. Music plus the chord till my money increase. Sleep when I'm dead, I'ma rest in peace. Snakes distract while leeches unpack. Truth be told, real under attack. When I die, don't cry for me. Got a hope, a tune that'll die for me. They'll ride for me, never hide from me. Get me home safe and they'll slide with me. When I die, don't cry for me. Got a hope, a tune that'll die for me. They'll ride for me, never hide from me. Get me home safe and they'll slide with me. Ready this attack measure, I
apply pressure. On my way home, American soil, I treasure. Color guard holding the flag represents championship game, America's defense. Out of country, only way to see you is a picture. Not good, turn these negatives to something richer. Next, he's wounded, hungry, and low ammo. Face cover painted red, no camo. Here you got a dull flow, I'm here to sharpen. Born on November 10, modern day Spartan. If you the middle man, you just a quarrier. Well, take the lead, frontline warrior. Beating up this beat, swore out, real violent. You always running your mouth, but still silent. One shot, don't miss, that's my tour aim. Take a bullet for you before I even know your name. When I die, don't cry for me. Got a whole platoon that'll die for me. They'll ride for me, never hide from me. Get me home safe and they'll slide with me. When I die, don't cry for me. Got a whole platoon that'll die for me. They'll ride for me, never hide from me. Get me home safe and they'll slide with me.
Got boys.
Right, don't cry for me. Don't cry for me. Tell me about that joint.
Don't Cry For Me is a song, just me talking about how I feel, me and my Marines feel. You know what I'm saying? When we die, you don't need to cry for me. I got a whole platoon that'll die for me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's how we feel when we're on deployment.
Of course, you know, you're talking about you being a Marine. You're currently stationed at Camp Pendleton.
Yes, sir.
How long you been in the Marine Corps?
13 and a half.
Let's go ahead and move on real quick. In your humble opinion, my brother, what's more important? The direction of the message and you know, the direction of the song, creative process, or is it more important to make something that the listeners are going to like?
It's a combination of both. It's important to do what you feel and how you feel, but at the same time, you also got to engage a different type of listener. And it's sad to say, but you got to go to the masses. You can't, not everyone is fortunate to be able to rap what they want and still get that recognition they want. You know, there are a few artists that, you know, they stay with the lyricism and it catches, but not everybody is that fortunate. So sometimes you do got to sacrifice some of your own, you know, you might want to rap about, I would love to rap about just Marine stuff, USMC.com all day, every day. But I feel like that's not going to get me where I want to be.
So sometimes, you know, within an album, you got to put that club banger in it.
You do. You got to put something for the ladies.
Okay.
You got to put something in for the dudes. You got to put something in for your mom. You got to put something in there for the youngsters, for the knucklehead.
So as of right now, 2014, how old are you?
33.
33 years old and the place to be.
Youngster.
You are the CEO of Got Bars Entertainment.
For sure.
You are also an artist.
Yep.
At one point, you had several artists inside your stable.
Yes.
What happened to them, and through your experiences, do you think it was too much too soon as a fledgling company to have too many individuals, you know, within the stable?
Well, I feel like I took on too many artists at one time. Me still trying to grow as a label, trying to grow as an artist myself. I took on three extra artists. And then, I took on four total, but one was, you know, a pretty groomed and seasoned artist. So the other three artists, I didn't have enough time to help groom them. Like, I needed to direct 100% of my time into grooming them, and I didn't have that.
So at the same time, you're attempting to groom individuals in your camp.
Yes.
And you're still working on your own projects.
Yes.
And at the same time, you're still a jack of all trades.
Yes.
Man, you must have been, you know, pulling your hair out left and right, you know, trying to get things coordinated, correct?
Yeah.
That's a tough job.
It was definitely tough. One thing about artists all artists got egos. You know, I had my own ego, so I had myself and four other artists, you know, trying to get known, trying to put out hot songs. Plus, I am mixing and mastering all of our music. So I'm mixing my music and all four of the other artists' music. I'm booking shows for myself and all the other artists.
So pretty much, you were booking, once again, you were booking the shows for artists that really aren't seasoned, don't have any studio time, have nothing on MP3 or CD or mixtape to come in with, you know, let's say, hey, I've got bullets, I've got cannons, I've got ammo inside the revolver. So you're pretty much making the ammunition, distributing it, and finding avenues for these individuals to spit out and shoot out that ammo. Is that correct?
Yes.
Man, that is, you know, to me, my humble opinion, that is a lot of work. A lot of work. Especially when you're in the middle of your own project. You need the energy and the resources that you have available to concentrate on your own thing.
For sure. Definitely, it was too much. My plate was too big, too large. I couldn't suffice. You know, as an artist, when you're with a label or a group, you want to get your chance to shine. No matter who you are, you want to shine. Definitely, I definitely wish all those artists the best. I am no hater. I support everyone who supports themselves. If you support you, I'm going to support you. That's just how I get down.
I hear that.
I'm not a hater, but you got to support you.
Absolutely.
You got to grind. You got to get shows. You got to get flyers. You got to perform. You got to do all those things that I'm doing, and I'll support you. I'll come to your show. I'm like, man, you grind, you getting it. Mm. You putting out hot music. Mm-hmm. You doing all the things you need to do as an artist. I'm going to support you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, brother. Well, let's go on to your next song, man. Go ahead and introduce that real quick.
You're chilling with L. Dot and DJ Architect, deep in the chapter of the architect. Hate Mo, produced by Fees, by your boy L. Dot.
Don't see no AK, but you might see a 9. Your girl hit the back seat, so I had to break her spine. Turned up on 1,000, so might check my sound. I'm about to hit that throne off a whole handle of crown. Song after song, they still hating on your boy. I just crowned in Copo to a seek and destroy. Why you hating on my hustle when you sit around and wait? I don't hate, just create. Grind out this state on my white boy. Swag, you gotta fight for your rights. Career looking dim, I just turned on my brights.
On my white boy, swag, you gotta fight for your rights. Career looking dim, I just turned on my brights.
Got my hands behind my back just to make it fit. And we could take it there. And we could take it there. Got my hands behind my back just to make it fit.
Hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo. Hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo. Hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo. Hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo.
Still hate though, got a great flow. Big mouth, duct tape, yo, tall grind, had it elevated. Money coming in, you can tell I made it. Don't understand why you acting tough. T sound like a truck backing up. On my grind, living out my dream. Couldn't do this without my team.
You fighting,
I'm writing. Spark that, igniting. Sad day with a lot of rain. Call me your lightning. This money got me seeing green. Big faces seeing mean. Money over fame, fame over money. Don't care as long as he's getting honey. They say you're hating, they say you're hating. It's the best form of flattery. Out of gas, no metro pass. And I got a truck of these batteries. You play the safe, stay on base. Don't end up in the hospital. Hungry won't stop till I eat at restaurant impossible.
got my hands behind my back just to make it fit. And we could take it deep. And we could take it deep. Got my hands behind my back just to make it fit.
Hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo, mo, hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo, mo, hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo, mo, hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo, mo.
I ain't never been no liar, and I still spit that fire. Tractor in the way, and I still flip that tire. I'ma sleep when I'm dead, I'm just trying to get ahead. I ain't talking about your girl, I'm just trying to get that bread. Friends acting like I owe them, just because I know them. Know them, couldn't see my vision, vision. Now I'm gonna show them, show them. Love for my O-line, there's no me without your grind. Waiting on that tour bus, hit the stage, showtime. My backpack is strapped up, everywhere I go I get dapped up. Go hard, bar for bar. Hate why, cause I lack what? Rappers, Nickelodeon, too skinny, Cambodian. Highway to heaven, that's just the road we in. This music, I need it. These rhymes so conceited. This verse, I just need it. And that dime, I just beat it. Went ham in boot camp in a core made me psycho. Your circle is just too fat and you might need some lipo.
Got my hands behind my back just to make it fit. We could take it deep, and we could take it deep. Got my hands behind my back just to make it fit.
Hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo, mo, hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo, mo, hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo, mo, hey, mo, they hate, hey, mo, mo.
Hate Mo, let's talk about it, brother.
Hate Mo is a song about people hating. The more successful you are, the more they hate.
Let's go ahead and let's talk about the current status of God Balls Entertainment and what's the current objective? You know, I mean, where are you guys going after the big, you know, massive dump of artists? Where are you guys headed at?
Well, first of all, God Balls ENT is doing phenomenal. We're performing when we want to perform. we're promoting. We're all over base. We just performed at Wasted Wednesdays in Carlsbad. If everything goes good soon, maybe Firewater. I was told, you know, by one of my mentors who was there, he had, you know, he told me, you know, I was wondering what was going to be the transition from the mainstream music that the DJ played and your music. And he told me the transition was the people in the crowd went more crazy when they heard our music. So he told me, he was like, y'all gonna be good. Y'all gonna make it. Some of the things we're doing is it's business, it's marketing. You know, we're young black men, entrepreneurs. Like, you know, not necessarily you gotta be black, but we're just young entrepreneurs.
Let's talk about the current artists in the stables of God Balls Entertainment. Who you got, you know, who's still left after the big flush?
For the most part, the artists is it's L Dot, myself, Pretty Boy P, my right hand man. We have an artist by his name's Jones. You know, he approaches, he's for the most part extremely loyal. He showed up to all our shows. And, you know, he hit me and I was like, you know, why not get this dude a shot? This dude's loyal. Loyalty is royalty to me. So he just wants to be a producer. I'm like, hey, who doesn't want an in-house producer? For the most part, artist-wise, that's it. But as far as promotion-wise, I have, you know, there's a few that help with promotion and they show up to events. Just because you're not an artist don't mean you're not part of God Bars ENT. The family is huge. We're about 50 strong.
The company itself is going in the right direction.
Great direction. The direction is crazy.
Well, brother, appreciate your time being with me tonight.
For sure.
Once again, on behalf of L Dot, this has been the Chapter of the Architect. DJ Architect out.
DJ Architect.